would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
This is a journey into sound.
Welcome. It is I, Stevie the Henny. Right. Brilliant. Tonight is the first ever episode of Steve Henn's Top 100 Songs. That means I'm going to play 100 songs every Sunday between now and Christmas Eve. Tonight, there are 11 songs. That's from 100 to 90. You work it out. And I know what you're thinking. Are these the greatest songs of all time? No. Are they my favourite songs of all time? Not necessarily. These songs are songs that I just can't do without. Okay? So it doesn't mean they are the greatest songs, but they are songs that have meaning for me. These are the songs that actually make me feel good, and I would like to hear them at least once a month. At least. Here, for you now, is the first song. I'm going to take you back to 1972. And I believe this is the song that first got me into heavy metal. I know. In 1972, there was a bunch of Mormons from Salt Lake City, a brother and sister group called the Osmonds. Donnie was on keys, but there's no Marie or little Jimmy Osmond here. No, this song is called Crazy Horses, and I believe it to be one of the greatest songs ever. Ever. Crazy Horses. It's got some punch to it, that has. In 1972, I was about 11, I think, depending on which biography you read, of course. I mean, if you read my own, I'd be one. So, a lot of these songs people might not like. You may not have even heard of half of them, but this next song is a classic, genuinely. I'd be very surprised if you'd never heard it. And I'd be genuinely surprised if you don't like it. Because I tell you what, it's not going to cost you a penny. It's absolutely free. And it's all right now.
Oh, she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait or hesitate. Let's move. Home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love.
the amazing singer from Queen, Paul Rodgers. I've seen Queen twice, you know. The first time was with Paul Rodgers, and the second time was with Adam Lambert from the American Pop Idol thing. No, I did actually see them with Freddie Mercury way back, I think on the Killers tour and the Flash tour. Ah! He saved every one of us. And I wonder if Queen will actually be in my top 100. Well, stay tuned and you'll find out. Listen to this. If that is number 99, what on earth is going to be my number one? You will just have to wait until Christmas Eve to find out what my number one will be. If you want to know what my number two is, just come back in the morning and you'll find out. I've just made that up, and that is funny. I know what you're thinking. Well, Free, All Right Now, is an absolute classic. You can't continue classics of that quality. Well, I'm going to disagree with you, I think, because in Canada, there's a guy who I really, really like, and he did a duet with one of the Spice Girls. Sporty was her name, or Mel C, or Miss Chisholm. I don't think I can say Miss Chisholm without it sounding very, very rude. No, but to be fair, I would put in The Summer of 42. Great film, great theme tune to that. And you know, that is a top tune. But I'm not going to put The Summer of 42 in because I just think it's an instrumental, but it is lovely. No, it's going to be the wonderful Bryan Adams from, I think, Vancouver. And it's The Summer of 69.
I got my first real six string. Five and done, played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, the summer seemed to last
Bryan Adams, Reckless, the album. That's one of my favourite albums. That's the favourite album and favourite song from the album. It doesn't mean it's my favourite album of all time, not my favourite song of all time, but it's nice when you get a favourite album and a favourite song. And that is what that was. Moving on. Now, this is where I'm going to lose a lot of you, and I apologise. But these are, in fact, songs that I can't live without rather than being the best 100 songs in the world. So this one is from an album. I picked it up because it was cheap and it had a really good cover. And the band is called Black Oak Ark Kansas. But no one's really ever heard of them. Tommy Aldrin, who is a great drummer, played for Ozzy and Whitesnake. And I've seen him live and he's so, so good. He used to play his drum solo with his hands. So he joined Black Oak Ark Kansas, I think, just after this album. But this is the best song from the album. It's the title track. It's one of the greatest rock songs ever written, and it's called Race with the Devil.
Oh,
think that goes into another song. Hey, listen, 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 listen to me, because I'm talking. I think they did 11 albums, and they're named after the actual state or town or village, Black Oak, Arkansas. But if you think you want to go out and buy all their albums, then I wouldn't. I mean, that's the only song I played on the album. I think there was another song I liked, but I did Wear That One Thin. Loved it when I was younger, and loved it while I'm a little bit older. And I hope you loved it too. If you didn't, then please leave a comment below and say it wasn't as good as I thought it would be, considering you've had Bryan Adams and Free beforehand. Well, let's get a little bit modern. I know. Is it possible to go higher than the 70s when it comes to classics? Yes. This one is Too Fast for Love, Motley Crue. Crew who signed a pact with the devil and said they would not tour again ever, but you can see them live this year and next year. I did see them live just before the pandemic. I don't know why we use the pandemic as some sort of yardstick these days. Incredible concert. Alice Cooper was supporting as well, and what I really enjoyed was I wanted to see Tommy the drummer. He had a cage on stage that actually was like a roller coaster, because it went up into the roof and across everyone's heads, and he was playing his drums upside down above our heads. absolutely bonkers, but brilliant too. But to be fair, I only like their first album. Good gig. It's number 96, just in case you didn't know. What on earth could be 95? Well, have a guess. I've come a long way from the 80s to 2014. Now, I do believe a lot of people have a golden period in their life, and I think it's like late teens, early 20s. But I do like listening to music all over the world and new music. But I have actually got one song in my top 100 that actually came out this year, and it's in the high, it's in the 20s. Now, this is where I either lose you or gain you. I'm a big fan of this chap. It's Christine and the Queens from France. Oh, la vache. Sorry about that. Yes, Christine and the Queens. Now, Chris calls himself Chris now, but when this was recorded, it was Christine and the Queens. But I think he calls himself Christian and the Queens now. It doesn't really matter because they are brilliant. This is one of my favourite songs of theirs. I saw it live on Jules Holland, and it blew my mind away. It's called Tilted. If you're listening to this, go and check the video out. And if you don't like this, well, I'm nonplussed. Hey, hey, hey. I love that so much. Chris Teen and the Queens. A brilliant song. Brilliant stuff. I love Chris. And I love everything they stand for. So everybody who doesn't, you can just fuck off. You know, Jesus Christ, it's 2023. Let the world live and breathe. I hope I haven't lost you on that one. It's just such a lovely piece of music and so well performed. Going back to 70s now. But as I said, I do love music from all over the world. This is from Australia. And weirdly, in my top 20, I have two artists from Australia. And no, not Kylie, not Danny, not INXS, not even AC/DC. I'll give you a clue. Can you see what it is yet? No, I'm joking. Anyway, let's move on and play this Australian band. It's a fun song. I loved it very much at this time, and I very much love it now. It's Men at Work Down Under. Who doesn't like a man down under?
Freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. I come from a land down under. Meet us low and mention her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Okay, let's play some real punk now. I brought this single along with Genesis's album Wind and Wondering which was 1979. I bought this single together with Genesis' Wind and Wuthering LP at the same time at the very, very small Virgin store in Birmingham, before it was even a mega store. This single was banned by the BBC, and now I play it all the time, and I do not think of Camilla at all. Here we have the Sex Pistols with God Save the Queen. Bit of punk there. How about that? God Save the Queen. I mean it, man. Love it. Love it. You know, funny thing is, I didn't like the Sex Pistols at the time because they were punky and I was a heavy rocker. But now, I went to see Public Image Limited early this year. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So, you know, maturity means you can enjoy more music. I used to go see lots and lots of bands, and I loved heavy rock. And then something changed somewhere along the line. I think I was working or something. I didn't go to music bands as many as I used to, and I didn't listen to much music. And then one day I discovered this song and this band, and they brought me back into the fold. And it's System of a Down and Chop Suey. If you've never heard it, this will clear the cobwebs. And if you have heard it, then you either love it or you hate it. You decide.
Rolling Suicide.
Rolling Suicide.
System of a Down. I wanted to try that again. System of a Down. Just because sometimes I say System of a Down, and I just wanted to make sure that I got that bit correct. Chop Suey. Seriously, classic. A classic. And I hope you like that classic song. Well, hey. We've got two songs left. Let's go back to the 70s. We started with the Osmonds. That's the only song I really, really liked of the Osmonds. The rest was a bit pappy. But there was another band around the 70s. There was also Gary Glitter. And unfortunately, I'm not allowed to play any Gary Glitter because he's a nonce. It's such a shame. It's not such a shame he's a nonce. I mean, it's such a shame you can't hear the music. I mean, judge the art, not the artist. Although I am listening a little bit more to Gary Glitter these days without wanting to throw up. The same obviously can't be said for Steve Coogan. Now, this is a band from the 70s called the Rubettes. I'm going to put the video on. You should definitely check the video out. This is classic 70s sound. I love this so much because of the falsetto in the voice. It's Sugar Baby Love and the Rubettes.
She wanted, 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 she wan Take my advice. If you love someone, don't think twice.
Love your baby, love. Sugar baby, love. Love her anyway. Love her every day.
Sugar, baby, love, the Rubettes. My goodness gracious me, you weren't expecting that, were you? Well, we've come to the end of my first show. We've got another 10 shows to do, so please join me every Sunday at 9 p.m. or check out my website where you can catch up on most of the songs. We're going to finish now with another classic. It's from Van Morrison, from the film The American Werewolf from London. Do you know what? I've got two songs from The Great American Werewolf of London, and I don't care. I don't care. So thank you so much for listening to my 100 songs, and I'll see you next week. This is Van Morrison and The Moondance. Don't forget you can catch up on all my shows at www.magichen.com. See you later.